Did you know when I was but a wee lad, I wanted to be a rocket ship? I didn't achieve my dream. It's because the economy is bad right now. In a few years, I'll get my lucky break.
Let me take you on a little trip, my supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Alright. We're gonna travel faster than light, so do up your overcoat tight, and we'll go anywhere you want to decide. Rocket ship, nobody has to be helped, nobody needs to be out of sight. Nobody's gonna travel second class, there'll be equality and no suppression of minorities. Supersonic ships at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, alright. Nobody gonna travel second class, there'll be equality and no suppression of minorities. Well, alright. Let me take you on a little trip.
Picture this. It's a busy weeknight, and you, the important cog in the capitalist machine, don't have time to cook for your loving family. Well, what if you could eat your own family?
Well, then you wouldn't have to cook that day, and you'd only have one mouth to feed forever.
Well, have I got the solution for you? Upgrade your normal human meat family to a cheeseburger family today!
The kid. They're having children of their own. So you know,
no, no,
you know the recipe stays alive.
Every week, at least one person listens to this show. If this has happened to you or someone you love, please call now at 1-555-555-5555, and we will provide detailed, comprehensive instructions on how to turn it off.
Thanks for that PSA, Clark.
You're welcome.
So I'm assuming by now, given your long tenure on this planet, that you've heard of French toast.
Sure. What scumbag or scuttlebug hasn't heard of French toast?
Well, whatever they make it up or definitely doesn't count.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Spanish toast?
No way. You totally just made that up.
No, Clark. It's a tradition in Spain where it's common to find a plate of tomatoes and garlic on the table, waiting patiently for the toast to arrive. The crisp toast almost melts the garlic and the tomatoes, which complement the crunchy kosher salt.
I didn't even know you could melt garlic and tomatoes.
All it takes is a few compliments. Anyway, here's brunch at the bodega.
Have you ever felt an irresistible urge to move towards a small black object?
Yeah, Clark, now that you say it, I think so.
Well, Avery, that's gravity. Here's supermassive black hole. Avery, give me a smooch.
No, Clark. The Bible says...
It's Adam and Steve, not Adam and Steve.
I'm glad that... Wait, Adam and... Say again?
It's Adam and Eve, not... It's Adam and... Steve, not Adam and Eve.
Well, I'm glad that all human morality can be boiled down to a nice simple rhyme like that.
Bleep loop.
Built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness, now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I destroyed the bond of friendship and respect between the only people left who'd even look me in the eye. Now I laugh and make a fortune off the same ones that I tortured, and the world screams,
Kiss me, son of God. I look like Jesus, so they say. But Mr. Jesus is very far away. Now you're the only one here who can tell me if it's true that you love me and I love thee. I built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness, now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. Yes, the world screams, kiss me, son of God.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
I wish I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an Ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Crafting.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million.
much.
I wish I had a Brazilian dollars. Things That Make You Go Hmm, with Clark and Avery.
Did you know that gay people are 10% more likely to be gay?
Is that an exact statistic, or?
That is an exact statistic. Scientifically proven. Testically tested.
Hmm.
Clark, you're so pretty.
I know.
You know who else is pretty?
Robert Michael Herrera!
Well, I was gonna say Michelle Wong, but Robert's pretty too. Pretty ugly.
That's homophobic.
This song goes out to all of our lovers. You know what they say about communists? They might not have bread, but they sure do have the music.
I got handed an Ayn Rand sandwich straight from the can. It tasted so bland. I asked a lass to pass me a glass of Engels' Conditions of the Working Class. Right away they dragged me to the committee to explain my un-American activity. They're gonna see they made a only let me play my mixtape. I'm not partial to the mind.
Avery, why stop at the family? Why not eat the royalty, too?
Well, now that you say that, it makes me think of the song Cannibal Queen by Miniature Tigers.
This is not a test or an SOS. I'm no longer on a quest to get girls undressed. I searched through their hearts and no treasure I found. I'm so lucky this one lets dogs hang around. It's good having somebody good for a change. I thought that no good dirty cheats had drove me insane. I'd finally given up on love and romance. If I lay down the sword, I'm giving my innocence.
Avery, I don't want the stuck steak flambé. I don't want that other one. This menu at the restaurant is nothing that I want. I would rather eat human being.
Well, I know this one guy. His name's Randy.
Eat him?
Well, There's actually a song about eating Randy.
Oh, really? What's it called? What's the song about eating Randy called?
It's called Eat Randy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. So we'll just play that.
Let's take a listen.
Restaurant has everything you'd ever want, but nothing that quite fancies me. I do not want the steak bernays, I do not want the duck flambé. These specials don't sound special to me.
I'd rather eat Randy. I'd rather eat Randy. I'd rather eat
God is good, let us thank him for this Randy. Amen. Randy is a three-course meal, plus dessert to seal the deal. Oh, and I'll be needing to-go box.
I'd rather eat Randy. I'd rather eat Randy. I'd rather eat Randy. Randy, Randy. I'd rather eat Randy. Randy, Randy.
Happy birthday, Randy. Randy. It's so good to see you. Would you like to ride my bicycle? Randy, wish me a happy anniversary, would you? Randy, would you like to go on a picnic with me? Randy, we're so proud of you, Randy. Eat Randy, 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 eat Randy,
eat Randy, eat Randy.
I'd rather eat Randy.
It's, you know, everyone, it's that time of night again. It's Silly Songs with Clark and Avery time tonight.
We're going to sing a special little song for you.
On the topic of cannibalism, you know, it's the hot take of the day. Everyone's writing about it. Everyone's talking about it. It's cannibalism. Here we go. I
woke up this morning and buttered my toast.
And the toast was actually made of human flesh.
I took a big bite, and much to my delight, it tasted like an elbow.
Now you may be wondering, what does an elbow taste like? I'll tell you this. An elbow tastes like elbow macaroni.
And that's the end of the song.
That's the song, everyone.
That's the whole song.
We're gonna play a real song now. Here we go.
It's called "Freak Caroline" by Sterling Fox.
She soaks in champagne and Lola, faded eyes and lonely shoes. Yet it's tear in the upper east. So loved in the straight personas. Rhapsody in black and blue. The night is young and so are you. So hey, reaching out and touching me and touching you.
It doesn't matter what you're wearing, what you are drinking, or what you've agreed to in the past. It doesn't matter what Jimmy from middle school says about your collar. Listening to this show is never your fault. Please call now at 1-555-555-5555 and we will provide detailed and comprehensive instructions on how to turn it off and never turn it back on again.
This concludes our broadcast segment for the week. Please don't tune in at the same exact time next week because it will only cause you pain.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.